Blog Talk Radio.
Forbidden archaeology, forgotten history, divination, magic, cryptozoology, UFOs, nature, science, and spirit. All this and more right here on the Main Street Universe Radio Network.
Long ago, in a time before and beyond beyond, a brave innocent fool set out on a journey. Upon returning again, the fool realizes, perhaps, when looking onto the horizon, they can become their own oracle. Welcome to Spiritual Insight with Darren Bouquet. Tonight's subject is going to be making contact with the other side, peeking through the veil. Join us in our circle. Everyone, and welcome. My name is Daniel Michael, the founder and co-creator of the Main Street Universe Radio Network. And tonight you're listening to Spiritual Insight with your host, Darren Bouquet, who will be on in just a second. First, I want to get to some plugs for the Main Street Universe Radio Network. There's this show at 5:30 p.m. Eastern Time, Spiritual Insight, with your host, Mr. Darren Bouquet. Darren is a reader intuitive consultant at Marie Lovell's House of Voodoo in the magical city of New Orleans. On Monday evenings at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, we have Randy Goldberg with his show Science of Light. Science of Light was voted one of the top five shows in metaphysical and paranormal categories on Blog Talk Radio in their newsletter recently. 10 p.m., he's a Vedic astrologer as well as Western astrology and discussing Jungian archetypes. On 10 p.m. Tuesday Eastern Time, and it's Susan Weed with her show Green Magic, Green Medicine. Susan is an herbal medicine expert and discusses issues of women's health and psychology of healing. Right now, she's discussing the healing properties of stinging nettle this Tuesday, 10 p.m. 7 p.m. Eastern Time, Wednesday, myself and associate producer Janice R. White with the flagship show, the one that started it all, myself and Kevin Baird, Main Street Universe, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. This week, we'll be opening the phone lines to do readings ourselves. On Thursdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, we have Queen Mother Imaku, priestess of the Kemetic tradition, reminding everyone that Egypt is, in fact, in Africa. There's original language prayers, Kemetic yoga, and all sorts of things that she does, 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Then on Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, it's Walking on the Sidewalk with your host, Mr. Kevin Baird. Kevin is the creator of the Horizon Oracle, a series of oracle cards that you can find at www.templeofgaia.com. Now, Kevin is an artist as well. I have one of his works of art called Frozen Smoke hanging on the wall. It's quite nice. It's like cloud staring, and that's sort of the point of it, I think, or I believe, or at least that's what I think was the point of it. You can find him again at www.templeofgaia.com. And then Fridays at midnight, we have Activating Compassion in the Midnight Hour with your hostess, Ms. Jessie Ann Nichols-George. And Jessie is the author of four books, Activating Compassion and Its Companion Workbook, as well as You, Me, Life, Dreams, and Its Companion Workbook. So check out Jessie at midnight right here on the Main Street Universe Radio Network. And her newest book is all about relationships, so very interesting about the different energies in the relationship, whether it be guy, girl, guy, whatever. We all have different levels of masculine and feminine energy, and she discusses the balances of those in her book. And I see our host is in queue, so I'm going to go ahead and get him on. Welcome, Darren.
Hello, everyone. This is Spiritual Insight, this wonderful, magical Sunday evening. It's been a really marvelous, relaxing day for me here in New Orleans, with the Jazz Fest community all around me. I have someone playing some really interesting, like, auto-tuned, like, folky, jazzy, bluesy, weird stuff this morning, Groovalicious, like, right in my backyard, which is kind of cool. So, I enjoyed that.
Well, Welcome to New Orleans.
Yeah, I know, right? Well, I have a really eclectic coffee shop that my landlords own right next door. So they
Oh, that is so cool.
They have a lot of sustainable, interesting events of sorts happening there all the time. So.
Awesome.
But anyway, so that was enjoyable. As far as tonight goes, contacting the other side. How are we doing this? Why are we doing it? Is it a good idea? You know, on the other side is something that I, you know, if we're talking about family members, I think that it can be a really wonderful thing to touch base or get some closure or clarity on how they are after they pass or just resolve some conflict. Sometimes doing a reading for someone, I see that they can't move forward with their lives without reaching out in some way to touch someone who's passed, and just because that they are lacking some closure or some sort of a connection that they need before they can go and get on with whatever they're trying to do. Now, that might be as easy as just praying to higher energy to convey that message. Sometimes they need to really connect or get something back or get a message back, and that's where, you know, people in my profession come in. Or that's where, you know, we just turn to our local clergy or, you know, whatever that translates to in your area. But it can be a really big deal for people, and it is a big deal because crossing the veil is something that is not easy and can be quite harrowing sometimes, depending on what the situation is.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And when my
Holy
uncle died.
Holy Germany Christmas. Is that many? Is that real?
Yep.
Oh, my God. Wow. All right. That's real. Okay, cool.
I guess you're in the studio room now, huh?
Yeah, right. Yeah. Okay. Well, folks, we'll try to get to everybody. Is there a 216 number? Oh, gosh. That's my aunt. So if we can just talk to her real quick. I don't think.
From this side or the other side?
She's still here, but she's going to be 87 tomorrow, so I'd love to blast off about that.
Oh, wow.
That would be great. Do you see the 216 number?
I see it. I'll go ahead and click on it.
Yeah, I think that's her.
Welcome.
Hello.
Welcome.
Hello.
You're on the air, 216.
Hi. How are you?
Are you Darren Bukhair's aunt?
No.
Oh, okay.
I didn't
you're
pick
not.
Up.
Right.
I thought, that's why I didn't pick up. I thought there was another 216, so I kind of hesitated. That's okay. I'll be your aunt.
Oh,
today.
Wow, my aunt. Oh, you're not my 87-year-old Aunt Bertie. Okay.
I would like
to say happy birthday to my aunt. It might have been too confusing to do this whole, like, calling in and stuff. But
well, she must
her
be in the 216
today,
area, then. She's in the 216
yeah,
area.
Yeah, she lives in Mayfield Heights. So
there
I don't
you
know
go.
Where are you from?
I'm from the Ohio area, obviously, the Cleveland area. So that's not far. It's probably from where I live. It's probably a 35-minute drive.
Okay. All right. Like Ohio City or what? Where
no,
is
actually,
at?
It's – no, oh, God, it's Westlake. Are
West
you familiar
Lake.
With that area?
Okay, that's okay. My cousin, okay. I have a big Lebanese family, and they all live in the Cleveland area. So.
Well, yeah, Mayfield Heights is really big for – they are, Mayfield Heights, yeah.
Mm-hmm. My cousin, Todd, I think, has a – house in Westlake, I'm not sure.
So, oh, okay.
At any rate, so do you have a question? You kind of jumped right to your call then, so that's fortunate for you. Do you have a question
about checking
the other side? Okay. What's your name?
Well, yeah, can I ask a question? Maybe they'll give me an answer from that.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I am looking for employment.
Okay.
And it's been a few months now. I'm on my fourth month, and you know, it's not very
Your
fun.
Your fourth month. Oh, God.
I'm really, really stressed. I'm just, I have
I'm
the blues
sorry.
Today.
Yeah, and that, and you know, that can be really upsetting. All right, so the question is, are you going to get
when
something
am I
or
land
should
one?
You book? What?
No, I, you know, I'm, no, I'm interviewing. That isn't the problem. I'm really, they're responding to my resumes, you know, and I hate to say this, believe me, because I know that I'm qualified. I always make the top two or three, and then they hire someone else. But I, you know, I'm not in my 20s anymore. You know, mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Oh, I know exactly what you mean.
Okay, you know,
it's a tough. Well, I can say this because I know that area of the country is a little bit difficult to land a job that's at all profitable. And my mother, who was dealing with that, you know, and getting into her late 50s and early 60s, was having
I'm in my late
40s. Issues with.
Okay.
Oh yeah, no, but I'm not insinuating that you're your age at all, but I'm just saying
I know. Oh my gosh. No.
Yeah, like you're not the youngest, you know, ingenue person running around town trying to do it, and it can be challenging. So the question is, what should you do? How should you approach the interviewing process, or just should I just ask what you need to pay attention to be successful?
Yeah, and just if you see me landing one, because I have another phone interview this Wednesday. The first step.
You have a major phone interview this Wednesday. Or you
and I'm
had
waiting
one.
On another, and I'm waiting on one from I had two interviews with in the past 2 weeks. I know that I'm getting them. I know I'm qualified, so I'm not going to say one of them. I'm going to get one. I mean, maybe it's not these two, but I know that I'm one of them is going to fall through in the next couple months. You know what I'm saying? It's got to.
Okay. Well, I like that you're confident. You know, that's usually when we feel like a bubble's expanding to a point of where it's going to burst. That's usually for a good reason. So that's a positive
Lord,
already.
Believe me, I've cried the wells dry. Believe me.
Okay.
So,
all right. So let's. In your first name again, because I may have missed
Sharon.
That.
It's okay.
Okay.
It's Sharon.
All right.
And
so,
I know timing is very hard. Okay, I do know that.
As far as a precognitive telling you exactly when.
Well, you don't have
that's
to be
why
exact.
I deal
how
with
a time
with this
frame.
Show. I try to deal with specific questions so that way I can give you specific answers.
Yep. Time.
You
yes.
know that's
I
that's,
love
that's
it
what
you,
I always
you,
try to do. I say this all the time. I'm a problem solver. I'm not trying to give, you know, Buddha on the mountain like riddles to anybody. You know, I want you
so
to be able
funny.
to help yourself. Really, you know.
This is the first time I've called
and,
in. This is the
right.
first, but I tell you,
oh,
I like
yeah.
Kevin Baird. I love Kevin's readings. You said something about Kevin Baird. I remember him. But yeah, this is the first time. And if you could pick up a timing, that would be absolutely fabulous.
Well, orange or purple?
Purple.
Purple, okay. All right. So we want to take a look and see if what she should what does she need to know about what's coming up in the next 4 weeks as far as her possible employment options. Okay, just one moment.
Thank you, sweet. Are you young? 20s? You have a young voice. It's a compliment.
I think he didn't hear you.
Okay, the second... Yeah, I have to put down the phone.
He was away from the phone. That's what he does.
That's okay.
Yeah, it's, I do it every time. I know it's like dead air, but it's like that's... I don't like to have the whatever the cell energy by my head when I'm doing it. So, the Three of Wands, and I'm getting a clear... These people are going to put you in kind of a vice, the two interview people, right? Those people?
Okay.
Okay, those, you know which one I'm talking about when I say that, right?
Yes, I've had quite a few, yes, I do.
Okay,
yes.
Are we isolating a specific, okay. Those people, there's just even more oddball criteria. And it's going to make you feel like you're kind of squeezed in a vice by this because it's just so – it's a little annoying and it's a little probing and there's a lot of, like, backwards and forwards and continuing, like, questions and interviews and stuff, and we'll get back to you. But the thing is they are pursuing you. They want to move to the next step. The fact that I get the Three of Wands, it means that you know, the Two of Wands means we're making a decision that's a balance. The three means, okay, we're moving to the next stage of the plans for our future. For you, your plans mean I need a job, like, right now. So for the Three of Wands to happen, that means even though you're being squeezed in a vice with these people, you are going to get a yes. They are going to tell you when this position is available. It just may be you might get the yes 3 weeks from now, and then you might get then you're going to start, and the starting might take another 2 to 3 weeks.
I know.
However,
well, the thing is,
you'll be able to breathe because you know that there's money at the end of the rainbow. So that's
–
I hate to say
right
it
now.
Like that, and I hate to tell you – no, I hate to say that this is your best option. The other
the other option that was probable. Now, this is what we're dealing with now. The other option that you have is, I think it was a little. I don't think that they're realistic on the pay scale that you want, and whatever they're going to offer you may be commission or something, and it's not anything that you want. I'm not sure, but there's something that's just not going to work with it. So, but there's you got something. Something's in the funnel. It's just going to take a little bit longer than you would like, but you have tenacity and you have faith, and you'll be able to deal with it. So hopefully I'm compounding that for you so you know to not overreact. If they say they're going to get back to you, they're going to get back to you.
Okay. Okay. So
realize that the investment that they put into you by taking the time to interview you extensively is because they really are making sure they're getting the right person. So as you get to the end of the interview process, mm-hmm. try to relax a little bit. But that isn't to say that you shouldn't explore other options. I was just asking if you're going to get anything with what we're dealing with now, and that's I got you. I see you at the Queen of Cups, and Daniel Michael, wouldn't you say her being upright as the Queen of Cups would have to do with? I mean, it's an emotionally positive, like embracing your feelings. And for you, this is getting emotional. Okay, it's not about business or money. It's about being validated by the universe and being appreciated, because now you're feeling like, well, this is just ridiculous that I keep being the one that's not hired out of the top two candidates, and you're qualified. So now it's just getting God or the universe or whoever to just recognize you and say, okay, it's your turn. Here you go.
And, you know, I work part-time. I don't want to hear from people, oh, it takes a year to get a job. That's nonsense. I don't believe that.
There are jobs out there. The economy is a lot better. Now, you can help this along. Manifesting in visualization.
So, in other words, I will be in a job from what you're saying by probably June.
Oh, before then, yeah. Or what? Okay. Wait, where are we at? We're in May. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm saying about six-ish weeks, 6 to 7.
Yeah.
About June.
So, this is not now. To me, I would like to see you in a job sooner than that. But you know, that's. You got to get hired, and then you got to be given a start date.
The drug
date.
Test, the background check. I know. The whole nine yards.
I have no idea what you do, but I'm just telling you what the messages that I'm receiving are that it's a process, and the interview process is a process, and then the starting is a protracted situation as well.
I know.
But you definitely you're feeling good because you should be feeling good because you're at the end of your this whole. You know, odyssey of confusion. So,
and it said in the cards, I'm at the end of my search.
The Three of Wands is a deafening. It's Daniel Michael, okay. You know the Three of Wands? Are you familiar?
Yes. Mm-mm. And it's because Wands being about structures, three is often a number about working with others, like the public out in the world, whereas two is more like mm-hmm. with one other person. So it's you're building structures with others, and then the Queen of Cups being... You're feeling emotionally better now because it can be very depressing. I was out of work for like 2 years, and I'm somebody that could drive, had a vehicle, and no criminal record. I was in Pensacola, Florida. The economy was horrible. So I came back up. I mean, I did some odd jobs, but I didn't have like a job, you know. And so
the three
I came
is a
back.
Variable.
I know guys will get up and move. I know guys will do that. Men will
so
get
the
up
three
and move.
Is this variable,
oh, yeah,
right?
I was gone.
I know.
So you're coming from in your where you're at now, you need a variable. You need something to change. So the three means it's always the next step in your plans for the future. It's the next it's not a mammoth step, but it's the next step for your plans. So what's your next plan? What's your next step? Start a job. get going.
That's
again.
Right, working.
Right.
Okay.
If it was something mammoth, where you're getting a position that it's like, you know, the life, all, you know, like everything. No, this is more of, it's the next short-term goal, and your short-term goal is to get a job. So, okay.
Anything mm-hmm. else?
Anything else? One moment. I'm just getting a lot about you needing to really relax but work with some visualization and believe that higher... You're beginning to get annoyed and saying, why me? And that is pissing off the powers that be. So that's retrogressive. So I would say
okay.
Thank you for this lesson, for whatever the hell reason it was. And
I know.
I'm visualizing myself working for this company and being employed, and I'm seeing it happening and coming from a humble state and believing it's going to come together. So that's visualization and manifestation. And I was getting a clear message about that earlier. So I think that either way you're going to be fine, but that certainly wouldn't be a bad thing.
Okay. All right.
Okay. And then you can address other life issues after this is settled, because it's hard for you to even focus on anything else right now.
I know. You're absolutely right. This is like on my mind. All right. Thank you so much, okay?
I'm glad I could give you good news, too, because Daniel Michael will tell you, I'll tell you
we'll
what
definitely give the bad news.
I know.
It's not fun,
I'd rather have honesty. That's the best policy, even if it hurts, I know. Thank you so much, okay, both
You're
of you.
Welcome.
Thanks, Michael.
Have a good Sunday night.
Have a nice afternoon.
All right. Thank you. And remember, Kevin Barrett is on our network still as well on Fridays. You mentioned him earlier.
Oh, yes.
Kevin
is amazing. Yeah, I've been on it for a while. Oh, okay. Thank you, okay?
All right.
Bye-bye.
And DM, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut into whatever you were saying. I apologize. I didn't know if you were done.
What? No, that was fine.
I don't know if I cut into what you were talking about. I didn't know if you were done. I heard you pause. So.
She asked if you were young. She goes, how young are you? And because I know you take the phone away, she said, are you in your 20s?
Oh, no, I'm 39, for those who's curious. I've been working professionally as a reader since I was 23. Started.
You just act like you're in your 20s.
What?
You just act like you're in your 20s, that's all.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I know. My wife tells me all the time. She's like, do not talk over people. Like, do not. Oh, my gosh. Slow it down a little bit. Okay, so we got a lot of what going on here, huh?
We do, and I promised 480 she'd be next, and then after that would be 805. Okay. We see you there, and we also see you there 619. You've been there for a while, too, so I'm just communicating with all the folks that have been there a while, 858. There's a lot of people on the phone tonight, folks, just letting you know. All right, 480, when your microphone comes on, welcome. You're on Spiritual Insight.
Hi, guys. Can you hear me?
I can hear
Hello.
You.
Hi, Kim.
Hi, how are you? My name is Trent, T-R-E-N-T. I'm Miss Trent in the chat room there.
Okay, I saw you there earlier.
What is your first name? What did you say?
Trent.
T-R-E-N-T.
Oh, okay, cool.
Trent.
How was your Sunday? What's going on? Do you have a comment about, the contacting spirit or contacting people that have passed? Or a question?
I'm just going to tell you, I have a spiritual question for you today.
Sure.
I am very, sensitive to spirits and everything. And boy, I've just been feeling like a crowd in the house lately, but I just don't feel like I'm open enough to really kind of hear what they're saying, and I know they're there, but I'm just not sure what they're saying. So I thought maybe, I'm really, I just love
okay,
New
so
Orleans.
I'm just reading the chat room now. So you're in Alaska? Where are you in Alaska?
Yes. I'm up on the top of a mountain in the right next to the Matsu Valley.
Mm-hmm.
It's beautiful today.
Okay. Right. And now, is it one of those sparsely populated areas in Alaska?
Yeah, it is for me. I'm pretty rural. I have lots of animals, and I have a beautiful view of the mountains next door and the valley between us, and it's like a picture postcard. We just got into spring.
Wow. Well, I hate to pick your brain about where you are, but it sounds gorgeous. I love people,
I
so it would be hard
picture.
For me, to just be there consistently, but it just sounds gorgeous. But what I'm also trying to deal with it too is you're saying that you're getting a lot of spiritual contact, and you're in a kind of a sparsely populated area, so that factors in too. I'm wondering what kind of spirits are connecting with you, if they're more nature based, if they're Native American, if they're just people. I mean, what kind of home do you have?
Well, it's me. It's you know, it's ancestral. It's family popping in and out. It's definitely mm-hmm. people that are
then
friendly and people that
you.
I
okay,
know.
That would have been my next assumption. Would have been yeah. Okay. So and this has been happening on and off your whole life, or?
Oh yeah, yeah. It happens to people in my whole family. Yeah.
Okay. So people in your family have mediumistic tendencies or abilities. And people handle it in different ways. For you, maybe in this day and age, you've been a little bit more open to it, so you're getting a little bit more receptivity. So the question is, should you open up to it, or should I just ask my spirit guide what's going on?
No, I was just wondering who you might sense around me, if you can pick up anything about the spirits that are here. Probably
okay,
might line up to talk to them.
Okay. All right, orange or purple?
Purple.
Purple, okay. Now, I may or may not even pick any cards for you. I'm not even sure. So it's just if I'm feeling that that's the direction I'm going in. Okay, so just one moment.
Sure.
Okay. It's just really feeling like a big bear hug, sort of a older gentleman that I'm getting. I ask, and I don't channel spiritual energies through me. I just ask my spirit guide what's going on. So the impression I'm getting is like a mammoth sort of warm energy from a male taller than you, respectively, and wanting to just kind of send out this kind of sort of a connected vibe. Now, behind that person is this female energy that seems like more matriarchal, but this person's being pulled down like this, into this vortex of being pulled away for some reason. So this person may or may not have had, you know, like some sort of really wonderful contact with you, maybe when you were really young or something, and then they just were cut off. I'm not sure if it's just like, I'm going to say that I would agree with ancestral. I'm also going to maybe pick like a card or two. I'm wondering if this is not ancestral that you, maybe not even something you've had a connection with in this life. I'm not even sure. But.
Right.
Is there a big male, like, imposing but not scary, like, kind-hearted but caring person that when you were younger that's not living
well,
right now?
Well, actually, I have been told before that I have a very large Native American man that's one of my
mm-hmm.
protectors, and it could very well be ancestral because I do have some Native heritage. And I've been told before that he is a really big guy, and he can be ominous and just, you know.
There it is. No, that's him. It's ominous to other people. He's there to protect you, though.
Right.
I'll tell you what. It's the energy of his spirit goes from cobalt blue to, like, dark gray to gunmetal, you know, I mean, But it's the thing is, it's warm bear hug for you because it's protecting you. So that's good. And I was definitely getting a lot of Native American. When I said it earlier, and I had no idea that was your heritage as well. But it's powerful. It's powerful stuff. There's some like grandma type, long haired grandma-y spirit that it keeps getting. She's crying out to you down a tunnel. I don't know if you've ever had contact with this person or not, but she's definitely trying to convey something to you. And if you're wondering why you're getting more spirit communication now, it's because you're not understanding whatever she's trying to say. You're not getting
it. No, mm-hmm. And I know that I can feel it, but it's just like you said.
I would love to give you some tips about this too. You got to quiet your mind, and you got to believe whatever the message is. When you get the message, just accept it. That's the hardest thing.
You get a clear message, and then you intellectualize it. You go, well, I made banana pudding for lunch, so it couldn't be banana pudding yet. No, well, it's just you got to when you get a clear message, you got to accept the message. So
right,
I'm here, so I can just ask for you whatever she's trying to say, if you want me to.
I think it might be my father's mother, because I've never had really any contact with my father's side of the family since I was a little bitty kid.
Uh-huh.
And just recently I've been kind of getting, you know, like feelings like their family are trying to contact me. Because they never did in life.
I get feelings like this. I had, my family is Lebanese, but I would, you know, grandma's the city or whatever, you know. So my great-grandmother was very excited about my birth. I was, like, the first of, like, a billion, like, a lot of cousins that were born, or one of the first. So she was very excited, and she passed away, like, right before I was born or something. But it was, like, this she didn't get time to spend with me, you know. So I've always seen her husband has always appeared to me when I was really young. So the energy that I'm getting from this is that it's this unrequited, like she didn't get enough time with you, if she saw you maybe briefly when you were really young, and then she was like she wanted to convey some specific life lesson stuff.
Well, yeah, I am really open to it. I did just recently make a post in an obituary where my uncle had died, and I left an email where they could contact me if they wanted to, but I haven't heard anything yet.
Okay, well, I'm going to just ask real quick if there's anything, like a message I can get from that spirit, you know, that we're talking about that's trying to convey it to you. So hold on a second. Okay. Whoa. All right. This is... Okay. And I'll tell you what, when I saw this spirit, there was a sense of urgency. Like, this isn't a passive comment. So I hope... Are you okay with me telling you this on the radio? Or...
Oh, absolutely. Go ahead. Yes, please.
Okay, because it's not a... It's... There's a reason she seemed like she was freaking out and trying to, like, run up a hallway to try to get to you, and she couldn't do it. First of all, she thinks you need to release a lot of negativity from the past. Like, you're holding on to, like, really outmoded constructs for how you're dealing with men and what their their attitudes and their imposing energies, and you need to release a lot of that pain. And then... you shouldn't spend so much time on your own. I'm getting the hermit, and I'm getting the nine of swords. There's a way, there's someone nice you can share your life with, okay, whoever that may be. But you need to spend time and open your heart to kindness and release a lot of negativity, okay? And that's a large part of what it's clearing that you can't just throw a ring on it. You got to clear it out. If it's meditation or spend time in nature, you're surrounded by beautiful nature, you can just release some of that. And then the direct message was find that connective energy with somebody who understands you and has the kindness and time to take the time to understand you.
I don't know where to find anybody like that, but...
The message was that you need to, you know, be open to it and believe it.
Okay.
So I can do that. So, okay. I mean, it's not anything, you know, go look under the oak tree outside. You know what I mean? It's more of a, if we're conditioning ourselves against this thought process, then we're blocking that energy. So don't block it.
Okay, I won't block it.
Okay, good. And you make her happy, and then she'll stop screaming down the hallway at you. That's all. So that's good. Hey, our parents don't understand this sometimes. Our grandparents or whoever they are, you know, they just want to get their message across. So that's, I convey, I'm the messenger, so that's
well,
about it.
I'm thinking this sounds a lot more like my mother's mother, who is my grandmother, and that's mm-hmm. the person that I was, you know, pretty much, you know, raised with. And she's very strong in spirit, and that sounds like something that she would say.
It's a pretty pushy statement. That's why I said, are you sure you want me to tell? You know what I mean? It's a pretty...
Oh, she can be. Mm-hmm. And when she wants you to, you know, she can be rather strong.
Yeah. I mean, I just got it. I was just got it like, okay, you tell it like I just got, that's what I got. I was like, hey, this is it. And don't you tell her anything different. I was like, okay. Like, but I get it firsthand from my spirit guide.
That's definitely my granny. I recognize that right away.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, thank you very much. I'll let you get to the next caller, but I appreciate your input.
You're welcome. You're welcome. It was great to talk to you. Okay, check back in with
us. Oh, it's good talking. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Ms. Trent, for calling. Your insight.
I did want to mention, too, if anyone wants to get a hold of me for a private consultation, dbucare@gmail.com, or you can contact me at Marie Laveau's House of Voodoo on Bourbon Street in New Orleans, Louisiana, as well.
Now, Darren, would you like to take a very short break?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Top of the hour. And 8:05, you're next. After 8:05, we have 619. And then after that, if we get to you, we got 858. So just letting everybody know that's there. In waiting. And these are our good friends, Woven Green, who just played a gig last night at the Tally Ho Theater in Leesburg. Great venue, been there before. We'll be back in just a moment.
Forbidden archaeology, forgotten history, divination, magic, cryptozoology, UFOs, nature, science, and spirit. All this and more right here on the Main Street Universe Radio Network.
Spiritual Insight with your host, Darren Bucare. My name is Daniel Michael, and I'd like to take this time to do some show plugs for the Main Street Universe Radio Network. This one is 5:30 p.m. Eastern Time to 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time, and that is Spiritual Insight with your host, Mr. Darren Bucare. Monday evenings at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, we have Science of Light with your host, Mr. Randy Goldberg. He's a Vedic astrologer as well as a Western astrologer, and discussing Jungian archetypes. On Tuesday evenings at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, we have Susan Weed with her show Green Magic, Green Medicine. She's a master herbalist discussing women's health issues, psychology of healing, stinging nettle and its healing powers are the continued topic for this week. 10 p.m. Eastern Time, Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, myself and associate producer Janice R. White with the show Main Street Universe, the flagship show, the one that started it all with my friend Kevin Baird. And at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, Thursdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, we have Uatau with your hostess, Miss Queen Mother Imaku, the one host on the Main Street Universe Network that has her image on a tarot card. She's the Queen of Cups, which we had earlier this evening, in the New York Tarot. On Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, we have Mr. Kevin Baird, the creator of the Horizon Oracle, a series of cards that I myself use, as well as the traditional tarot. Kevin can be found at www.templeofgaia.com, and he's an artist as well. Frozen Smoke is one of his artistic projects that I think is very nice, and I have hanging on my wall. Friday at midnight, we have Activating Compassion in the Midnight Hour with Jessie Ann Nichols George. She's the author of four books, Activating Compassion and the Companion Workbook, as well as You, Me, Life Streams and its Companion Workbook. She has many amazing guests. And I encourage you to tune in at 12 p.m. Eastern Time, midnight. And that brings us all the way back full circle to Mr. Darren Bouquet, who is in the queue. Welcome back, Darren.
Hello.
Welcome back.
Hi. So, everyone, connecting with the other side, you know. Obviously, we just heard from someone who is really, you know, getting some dramatic information from the other side, and maybe even some directives that seem to be kind of a tall order on some levels. But do our parents ever give us directives that are not a tall order? Do they tell us to do something that's easy to accomplish? Not usually. So,
right.
Yeah.
Joe
so
from the other
it.
Side going, you should be getting married, and you have terrible taste in men.
Yeah, that was something to that effect, yeah.
That's what I was getting when you were saying that.
That kind of...
I think you were softening
it
a little bit.
I got a message, and then I got the Nine of Swords, and I got, what else did I get? I got the Nine of Swords and the Hermit. And the Emperor inverted. So,
mm-hmm.
Right, Daniel Michael?
The Emperor inverted, especially like bad male presences and possibly in the past, like bad boyfriends in the past or something.
That's
like.
Why I said, yeah.
Someone dominate even all that.
I think she's okay in her own energy. She's got a good foundation of self and everything like that. But the message was that doesn't need to be everything either. There is
right.
that she, you know, if you're open to the idea that there's somebody who's kind-hearted and special and will be somebody that is a wonderful companion, then that means they're whether or not they're, but you know, whoever they may be, you know, so that's good. All right, so we got some other action happening here.
Yes, 805 has been waiting a pretty long time, so.
Oh, well, all right then.
Welcome, 805, to Spiritual Insight Service.
Thank you. Hi, this is Donna. Hi, this is Donna. How are you?
Good. Welcome, yes. Welcome. Are you experiencing some sort of spirit communication, or you want to give a question about spirit or communicating?
I have a question
or?
That maybe spirit could answer.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I see them and they hear the spirits once in a while, and they do say they're going to help me with things, but I wanted to know what your mm-hmm. spirits were saying. I have a friend, he's been my friend for many, many years, and
uh-huh.
for all the years I've known him, he's always said that, you know, he has no kids and all, he has a sister, that he'd like to leave me quite a bit in his trust, you know, to help me out later on in my life, because I'm now 60. He passed away at 91, and I wanted uh-huh. to know if, you know, I love this person, you know, I mean, but
right.
he did say this to me, so of course, naturally, I had hopes and, you know, things I wanted to do, and you know, because, you know, mm-hmm. we had this lovely...
Not hopes in the sense of, oh, gosh, I really wish you would pass away so I can get...
No,
but,
gosh, no.
But he
no,
did
no.
He did say that I am going to leave you something in my trust, you know, so that way you're taken care of on some level.
Yes.
And it, you know.
Yes.
And you're telling me this didn't happen or did happen?
No,
or what
I don't know.
Think?
Is it going to happen? I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know. He said he had a trust done. And then he said his sister came into the picture, but then he did say he left me something, and I just don't know.
I mean, I have no papers. I have no number of the lawyer, nothing. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to know what the spirits were saying to you.
Okay, sure. All right.
His
and
name
then
is Izzo.
Can I get a first name from him, too?
Yeah, his name is Izzo, and my name is Donna.
Donna. Okay, just one moment, then. Hang on. Oh. Her. Donna?
Yes?
Orange or purple?
Orange.
Orange. One moment. There's a problem because when he said he left you something, it was in this side trust thing, something. There's this main trust money situation, this main, like, there's the main bulk of the money that's handled by one, executor of whatever the state is. Then there's some other side trust situation that I think that he did a fairly decent one for you. So is the good news is that that's a yes. The bad news is it's locked up in some sort of oddball situation where everything's kind of a little bit convoluted. Right now I'm just getting convoluted. So I can dig a little bit deeper into it. But right now it's feeling really convoluted.
What does that mean?
They're handling the main bulk of it is in one trust or account or whatever it is, and that's being executed, and then there's some other stuff, and you're part of the other stuff, okay?
Oh.
Which is some side trust stuff that is more into his company, it's more company-oriented, and that's what he did to kind of make it so that way no one's asking a whole hell of a lot of questions about it, and he doesn't have to really deal with anybody comments about it.
Mm-hmm.
So let me take a look here. Hold on. One moment. Here's the bad news. The lawyers involved don't want to, they can keep all that extra stuff tied up into whatever kind of stupid litigation for however long. I get the Eight of Swords.
Oh.
I hate to say this to you. I hate to say this. I think at some point you might get this money.
I will.
I think at some point you'll get this money.
Yeah.
Right now.
They would have to,
okay, let's say this. You got 3 Easter eggs in a basket, right?
Uh-huh.
You have 8 Easter eggs in a basket. You take 5 of them and you give them to everyone that's supposed to get an Easter egg for sure. Okay? There's still 3 or so more Easter eggs, but we don't have to worry about those right now because they're in another basket or something. So no one's going near that basket if they don't have to. The only person that wants you to have those Easter eggs is him, and he's not around.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
so,
you're so right.
So the lawyers involved don't care if you get Easter eggs or not. They could sit on that for another 7 months and not do anything about it. Plus, if they have another lawyer up their butt about doing it, then they might not want to push, they might not want to get anyone aggravated. So they might sit on it for about 7 months, which is kind of what I'm feeling right now. But with prayer and with belief, and if it's a sizable amount of money, which I'm pretty sure that it's, I don't know what you would consider sizable, but it's what I would feel it would be sizable. I would just pray that the thing, whatever is going on, whatever red tape BS sort of thing between a couple of the female entities that are involved in this situation, because I'm getting definitely some crabby two impulsive personalities that are pushing on people who are pushing at the energy that's in play here. Once, just pray that whatever it is, whoever's handling the extraneous accounts here hurries up with whatever he's doing and wants to get his desk clear of it. Because right now I'm getting that he's not going to do it. Whoever it is not going to move very fast with this. And it's because people
are pushing for him not to maybe not. They're wanting those monies. They're wanting your Easter eggs, but they're not supposed to get them. And there's probably no way they can get them, but they can.
Detain it. They can detain it, huh?
Looking now, to get into that money, then you won't get your Easter eggs. I'm not seeing that happening. But in the meantime, they're going to keep you maybe from getting it somehow, detaining it, to at least maybe buy some time to see what else they could do.
But
because
no.
Eccentric, you know, Enzo is eccentric, and why is he giving – who are these people? You know, and that's why it's in this separate thing, so that way it wasn't noticed right away. Actually, the only thing they know right now is there's some other monies involved that are supposed to go to some other people, and they don't even know what that is, but what they're trying to do is put a block on just slow the motion of everything. So it's just slow.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, because there were other people he was giving to, too.
That's why I said three Easter eggs. You're one of those Easter eggs. The other two,
yeah.
I don't know where they're going, but and I keep saying
Easter
eggs, so
the girl
I'm looking
that
at Easter.
Care of him. See, I knew him for 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
He was a
mm-hmm.
friend of a friend of mine, and we stayed in contact for 30 years. Everybody else just
mm-hmm.
kind of wandered away. But then he had a girl come in the last 6 months that helped take care
mm-hmm.
of him, and she kind of got
mm-hmm.
in on things. And then the sister, who's 94,
right.
wasn't friends at all, and then she came into the picture the last 6 months of his life.
Yeah,
she's pushing on. There's a lot of...
Yeah. So... I'm going to say your best bet, and I do say this a lot, but it's always a good idea, is to pray about it. You need somebody now. I don't think it would hurt to contact anybody because the thing is, you know, you're out there. You have some sort of claim in the situation, you know. So letting people know you're out there doesn't mean that's not – It might get them to laser point focus what exactly is yours and then go after it a little bit more strongly. But like I said, I don't think they can do anything more than they're doing right now. You know, I don't know. So it's up to you.
Yeah, he had a living trust.
I don't think you should sit on
too.
Your hands because that just makes you a benign energy.
There's nothing I can do. I don't know any telephone numbers. I don't know the sister's number, anything. She was at his house. I sent a condolence card to her, and that's about it.
You didn't get a response
number.
Or anything, did you?
No.
They're ignoring you.
She's upset with me, too, because there was a girl there that worked for him that kind of took,
mm-hmm.
charged a lot for services, and I had mentioned that she had called me, and now...
Mm-hmm.
The sister thinks that her and I were in cahoots and she couldn't stand her, so she's upset with me.
Okay.
So
this
it's
is
all,
what you
oh
have
my gosh.
To, listen.
Hmm.
If you sit on your energy too long, this is gonna pass you by. So you
Uh-oh.
Gotta at least make your well yeah. I mean you gotta use a little ingenuity here and get in touch with people and you know, you obviously know her full name. You know, just all you need to find out is who, what firm or what person's handling, which lawyers are handling what. And then you let the lawyers know that you're a reality and then you're here and you need to know if and there, when and if those monies will be available. And this is my name and my social and okay. So please get in contact with me.
She just hangs up on me.
No,
she hangs
don't
up
call,
on me.
You need the lawyer. The lawyers
No, the sister, and I don't know the lawyer's
name. Oh, I know who you're talking about. I'm saying
yeah.
you're going to have to subvert her. She has no idea. She will do whatever she wants to get. She looks at you as you're circling the corpse of her. Yeah, whatever. Okay, just what you need to do is find out who's handling the litigation, what firm is handling the estate, and that's who you, and you need to make yourself known. Or you can mm-hmm. sit on your hands and you just wait and you'll probably get it anyway. It just might
and
take
pray, time. Yeah, and pray every day, and yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you don't
yeah.
want to harass a 96-year-old lady.
No,
you don't want to.
She doesn't
No matter how crabby she is, she probably doesn't even know what the heck's going on.
No, I agree. Mm-hmm. No, I mean, no, and no one can take away what her brother and I, our relationship, you know, we had a lovely relationship. You know, as
he probably
like
put whatever he's
going
to give to you in an ironclad something, and it's there.
Yeah.
What it's just lost in a little red tape right now. So pray,
okay.
And
okay.
I would love it if you could make yourself known to whoever the lawyer team is. That might have been a good question to ask him. In one
I
of the later conversations.
I didn't think of that. I didn't think of
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I know. I know, but
say,
you know, that's water under the bridge.
Yeah.
You can do a little creative snooping and figure it out, probably. That's up to you.
Oh,
you know?
Okay.
Yeah, that's what you're not even thinking of that. Daniel Michael, back
yeah.
me up on this. Can you figure out who the lawyer team is handling this with a little
and
creative
if you can afford
question?
It, get your own lawyer, you know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you know, that's a real good point. Actually, you'd be way better off getting your own lawyer because they might think you might have that money in a month.
Wow.
A lawyer that works pro bono for profit will get paid if you get paid. So guess what? Go
like
find that guy. Depending on what kind of city you're in or where you're at, there might be just that kind of person that's like, I get paid if you get paid. So they may do not a whole lot for you right away, but they might make a phone call and says, hey, yes, where is it? It is easy to that to get all this red tape cleared up. Because lawyers don't move unless they have to. You know, they're not going to do anything for anybody. What's his motivation to give you your money? There's no motivation.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody involved wants you to have money except for you.
You need another
right.
person in your team.
Right.
What?
Now, there's a lawyer calling this person, yelling at him or whatever, or saying they're going to bring you to court to get this money, then he'll be motivated. He'll have a little motivation.
Otherwise, by law, aren't they supposed to? I mean, they have a trust in front of them, and this is what this man wanted, and don't they
yeah,
have to contact
they're supposed
you by
to, a lot of things are supposed to happen.
Okay.
But
maybe
that's
I'll
why
wait a
said
while.
You're going to get it eventually.
Yeah, it hasn't been too long. I don't know how long these things take. You know, do they take 6 months, 4 months, a year? I don't know.
Like I said, I think you'll get it eventually no matter what you do.
Okay.
Do I think
okay.
that you maybe should be a little bit more actualized and less passive about it? Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You know, maybe. If I were you, I'd tell you, if I were you, I'd figure out who the lawyer team was and give them a call.
I don't have
that,
the money
that
to
is,
a lawyer.
That turns out to be a difficult. If you get a difficult answer from the lawyer team, then I might even pursue my own lawyer that will handle making a couple phone calls or drafting a document for me pro bono till you get paid.
Yeah.
All this lawyer
okay.
needs to do is verify that the money is around somewhere, and then he'll be on your side because he knows you're getting paid.
And Darren,
as you end up giving him, I don't know how long, so how much. So there's that.
And if you can't afford a lawyer,
right.
there are even groups. I don't have the time to go through them all right now. Sometimes there are nonprofit organizations where you can get a lawyer through a nonprofit. Mm-hmm. I know there's even ones for musicians and things like that. They're out there. They might take a little search finding them, but then they might profit on if they settle the thing. Again, I've heard of groups like that. I don't have specifics right in front of me.
Well, that's what I was just saying. Like a lawyer or a lawyer group that will take this on,
mm-hmm.
knowing that they'll profit when you profit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't
you
know, even
I
know
have
how
a really
much money
fantastic agent that works with me when I do like a lot of my TV appearances and stuff, and he
mm-hmm.
gets paid when I get paid. You know, I mean, that's
yeah.
it.
It's a win-win.
Is he running up
yeah.
and down the street calling out my name to everybody? No, he's not. That's true. But he is working aggressively to move some of my, you know, concepts forward, and maybe this lawyer can do the same thing for you. So that's good.
Mm-hmm.
But we're coming down to 2 minutes, Darren.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. But let me ask
okay,
you, but the
well,
lawyer himself
well,
has
I can't,
to.
I really can't answer anymore.
Okay.
Questions.
All
we're
right.
down to the
well,
end
thank
of the
you.
Show. So. You're welcome.
Appreciate it. Thank you very
fine.
Much.
Okay. All right, bye. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye. Thanks for calling Spiritual Insight. Darren, where can you be contacted?
I can be contacted at dbuscare@gmail.com. Please call me back next week, and we'll delve more into some methods of contacting the other side, getting in touch with your spirit guide, and just answering some of your questions about the other side. thanks again for calling in and listening to Spiritual Insight. This is Darren Bouquer, Daniel Michael. Thanks again for co-hosting with me, and we'll see you next week.
Absolutely. Thank you. And remember, everybody, that Main Street Universe is a network reminding you that the mysteries and possibilities of the universe are closer to Main Street than you may have ever imagined. Good night.
Forbidden archaeology, forgotten history, divination, magic, cryptozoology, UFOs, nature, science, and spirit. All this and more right here on the Main Street Universe Radio Network.